The long tables in the Fawn Mountain Elementary School cafeteria were filled with 3rd through 6th graders, but they had some much taller friends sitting with them today, parents. Here's School District Wellness Director Barbara McCarthy, one of the organizers of the Parent Lunch Week.
We thought it would be great to have the school open and let the parents come in and try the lunch and see the environment and try to collect all that feedback.
On the menu today,
today we have pepperoni pizza, a salad bar, and orange.
There were just a few parents here today. Jessie Embry is a paraprofessional at the school. She's been in this cafeteria many times, but never tried the lunch her 6th grade daughter, Nicole, eats.
And how's it taste?
I think I like the lunch I bring from home. But actually today's lunch is, it's pretty good.
One table over, Gary Gogler is sitting with his 5th grade daughter, Abigail.
I'm here to sample the lunch and give my opinion on the, on the taste and the nutritional value of my daughter's lunch.
The consensus between the two, it's all right.
It's all right. I guess nutritionally, they have a rating of 1 to 5. It's probably a 3. I would give it a 3.
It's all right. The pizza's good. And I like the carrots.
The parents and teachers noted one thing that might add to the mediocrity of the lunches. They're cooked somewhere else and then brought here. If the food were a bit fresher, it could be better, they said. Derek Meister is a counselor here. He's one of the staff members who tried the kids' lunch this week. He sampled Monday's chicken nuggets.
They were a little soggy. You know, the flavor wasn't bad, but the texture left much to be desired.
The parents here today were gentle in their criticism of the school lunch. They were happy to see fruit and vegetables and grateful to the schools for asking them to come in and give feedback. The harshest food critics were the kids. Here are some of the 6th graders.
I think if my parents came, they would probably get.
The school lunches are really gross. I had this ham and cheese sandwich that was not edible. The meat is never cooked right. It's always pink if you open it. And the bone, like we have like these backstrap chicken, you know, and it's just bone.
McCarthy says the schools are trying out some new recipes, things like chicken wraps and tuna pita sandwiches. Fawn Mountain's principal, Alonzo Escalante, knows there is room for improvement.
Sometimes they're excited about what they're eating, and sometimes they let me know that they're not, and the food ends up in the garbage.
Each parent who participates this week is given a survey to fill out. They rate on a scale of 1 to 5 what they think of the nutritional value and taste of the lunch they just ate. In total, about 50 parents signed up to try the school lunches at Ketchikan's elementary, middle, and high schools. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.